This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with Gardy O'Flynn, a famous name up in Ipswich, coaching many different sports. And we're going to talk about the Ipswich girls tennis team here in a minute. But first, Gardy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Gardy, it's been a long time. And for various reasons, we haven't been able to get out as much as we wanted to. But, you know, before we talk about your current events, I want to go back and relive a few things, because you've been coaching a while, and I want to ask you to reflect, please, on when you first started coaching varsity sports and how that led you to do other things.
Well, as a former professional baseball player, once I got done playing, not by choice, I wanted to play for a lot longer.
Okay, hold on, stop. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I was drafted in 1993 by the Texas Rangers. Had five great seasons, put up some really good numbers, and then the, you know, AAA squeezed, and they were trying to make a run, and I ended up getting released by Texas, but I had some great years playing for the Massachusetts Mad Dogs, and
yeah.
Just a great love for all sports, and once my career was over, I realized I wanted to give back and teach, and I've been lucky for 25 years I've been a phys ed teacher in Rockport for a few years and then Ipswich the last 22, and every year since 2000 I've been a varsity coach in some capacity, because I love so many sports being mm-hmm. a phys ed teacher. So it's just I've never worked a day in my life.
I hear you. I understand that. I'm pretty much in the same boat, except for my second and third jobs as a teacher, because you had to have those. Gardy, forgive my ignorance, but tell me about your high school career.
Well, really, in high school, I was a better basketball player.
Now, where was this?
Than baseball player. But I was left-handed, and I was athletic. My three brothers played Division I college football. I went the Division I college baseball route at the University of New Hampshire, and I was lucky to play in the Cape Cod League, and Lenny Marullo, a famous MLB scout, watched me play and got me on the draft board, and, you know, I ended up being drafted by the Texas Rangers. So I really, the roots, we're all from it. I've been, went to Ipswich, graduated in 89, mm-hmm. so once you live here, you don't want to leave here, so
yeah.
I've been living here, you know, after my baseball career was over.
My dad retired in Gloucester. He was in the Army, so I lived everywhere. And he retired my senior year in high school. We moved here from Texas, and I'll tell you, I've been many, many places, and I don't think there's anything better anywhere in the world than the North Shore. The entire North Shore is fabulous. And it's such a small, you know, for a large geographic area, when you start talking sports, it becomes really small. It's like you're talking to your neighbor. Could be from Winthrop, could be from Newburyport, could be from Rockport, doesn't matter. And I love that about this, and I'm glad that you've taken your talents and your strengths, you know, and kept it locally and helped the kids out. Now, in terms of your coaching career, tell me about the different coaches, the different sports that you have coached, and how it's influenced your personal life as well.
Well, it really has been a great, because I've done so many things and I've coached so many sports. When I was at Rockport, I had a great opportunity by Steve Rowell, who was the athletic director there, a great man in Rockport, to coach varsity basketball. I coached the girls team for a year, and I really enjoyed coaching. That was my first varsity job. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to Ipswich the following year, a phys ed job opened up. I took over the baseball program. So my first, you know, 12 years in Ipswich, I was the varsity baseball coach, which was a great experience. And about 7 or 8 years into my coaching, I actually switched gears and became, kept on coaching baseball, but in the winter, I coached indoor track, which was just working with different athletes. And I'm like, gosh, I really like doing these different sports. I run a pitching baseball business. So what ended up happening was I eventually, after baseball, I got into coaching golf and girls tennis. My oldest son was a Division I college tennis player at Holy Cross. He just finished up last year. And just growing up, I always pushed him towards tennis and loved the sport. So currently, I'm the varsity golf coach in the fall and the girls tennis coach in the spring. So I do use my winters for my pitching business to get kids ready to throw healthy. And then while they're playing, I get to coach tennis.
Guys like you kill me, because it's like, okay, can you sing the national anthem too?
I know I can't do that or draw anything, but I can shoot a basketball, I can hit a serve, and I can throw a strike.
Oh, that's good.
I've always been able to do that.
I'm envious of that, because I have no hand-eye coordination. I was always good enough to make a team, just never good enough to start. But I love doing it, and you know we love doing this.
So you got the voice.
Oh, well, thanks.
The voice of magic on the radio.
Thank you. Tell me about your business.
Yeah, so I'm a director for Tom House Sports, which is a health-first pitching business.
Tom House, yeah. All right. Yep.
Yeah. So Tom House, legendary Nolan Ryan and Tom Brady and Randy Johnson coach.
Wow.
He was one of my coaches with Texas. So I basically educate coaches all over the East Coast, and me and a good friend, James Baker, who's currently the governor's baseball coach, we run a health-first pitching business and quarterback training business that we keep a lot of these kids that you see in the paper and college kids healthy and doing the right exercises and throwing safely. Mm-hmm. So I've got a background in a master's degree in biomechanics, so I have a brother that's an orthopedic surgeon.
Whoa.
So we collaborate. So we keep kids healthy and strong throwing the baseball.
All right. Next time we talk, I want to ask you about these pitching injuries that have been so prevalent in the major leagues. We'll get to that.
Save that. We'll do another cast on that.
Absolutely. And I'm going to make note of that, because I definitely want to do that. But I want to ask you now about in terms of your private business and keeping up with the sports, keeping up with coaching, keeping up with teaching, keeping up with the changes, as you mentioned, the biomechanics and all, and everything. Do you travel a lot? Do you have to go to clinics? How do you keep...
Yeah, so I go out to California quite a bit to train with Tom House and our group. I finished up a master's degree a few years back just to stay current with all the new information and research. We do collaborate with a lot of, like, Sports Medicine North, which is where my brother's at, and Children's Hospital. So I really enjoy doing that and the mechanics and the evolution of, you know, safety in the arm and trying to help these kids who are just chasing velocity. But I'm able to, you know, being a phys ed teacher and coaching golf is a shortened season. So we're pretty much done middle of October. So it's not like a football season where you're going past Thanksgiving or a soccer season. So the season's a little shorter. And I have a great group of kids in Ipswich that I get to coach in the fall. And then in the spring, when all the players are playing, it just gives me a nice break of, you know, coaching something different in a different group of kids that are you know, great high school at Ipswich, and I really enjoy that. And I was lucky my daughter played for me for 4 years. She graduated last year, and people were like, oh, are you going to step down? And I'm like, no, I really enjoy this.
Where is she now?
And coaching.
What's she doing now?
She's at Providence. She does club volleyball at Providence College, but mm-hmm. She was a three-time state champ volleyball player and really good tennis player for me as well. So she's, she's a Friar over there playing some club volleyball and enjoying that school.
What does she want to major in?
I think psychology. She's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
She's doing really well there and enjoying that great school.
Well, obviously, I've been remiss in not keeping up with Ipswich High School sports the way we ought to. But I'll tell you this, next time I need some liquid cartilage in my knee over at Sports Medicine, I'm going to ask for Dr. O'Flynn.
yeah, he'll get you to the right people. They do a great job over there.
All right, I know. Spectacular. All right, Coach, now let's zero in on this season, this sports. I need you, before we talk about your kids in particular, I want to ask you about how difficult, or the challenges, I should say, of coaching tennis in New England in this kind of weather.
Well, we're lucky to have an indoor field house, and we're lucky to have ball machines, and we're lucky to have a lot of pickleball nets. So when everybody else is not practicing or things like that, I go into our lower gym and set up the nets, set up the ball machine, and we get some practice without the court. So I always feel like we're going to do something to get a little bit better that day. And so when it's raining, we do that. But the cold weather and the wind, you know, it's I try to train any athlete I work with. It's uncontrollable. So it's a mindset that you just have to overcome because you can't control it. And we do a pretty good job of that. And I got some tough-minded girls in the spring, and like I do in golf in the fall, because we get the same type of weather in October. So it is definitely difficult, especially these types of years. But, you know, they'll be complaining about the heat in a month. So,
you know,
how it is.
It's funny, because I'm glad you brought that up about the mindset, because obviously we've been reading about, you know, the Red Sox problems in the cold weather. And they're sort of blaming the weather for that. But I look at high school, especially baseball in New England, and I think, man, and lacrosse also, these are the toughest kids, I think, on the planet, because they don't bitch about the weather. They go out there and play. Now, are there techniques, Gardy, in terms of tennis to fight the wind or to fight the cold?
You know what it is? It's just knowing your landscape and knowing, like, which way the wind's going. Make sure you have a visor. Make sure you have, you know, the shades when the sun is in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you practice in that weather and, you know what the ball's going to do, because you're going to have 30-mile-an-hour gusts. You're going to have sun in your eyes, or you're going to have, you know, we obviously don't go on the courts when they're wet.
Right.
You know, you can't do that. But when it's windy and cold, you just have to, you know, understand what is going on, so mm-hmm. you can be prepared for it.
All right, let's get down to business. You guys had a good opening series. Tell me about your kids, your girls, your team, your captains, and how things are going.
Well, we have a great group of players. We were a top five team in the state last year. And we have several returning players. We ended up losing a heartbreaker in the state quarterfinals to make it to the final four. But this year we have a lot of these volleyball girls who have won four state championships in a row at Ipswich. And these girls, Claire Bellezza, Emily Hannibal, Alex Marino, and Franny Hertz. They're four of my seven starters, and they're all the stars of the volleyball team, or starters on the volleyball team. So they're used to pressure, and they're used to, you know, performing under pressure. Tennis might not be their first sport because they put so much time in volleyball, but they're all seniors now, and they've really dedicated themselves to the spring. So we have a team that's going to, you know, have our battles against the cream of the crop in the league, of the Hamilton Wenhams, the Manchesters, and the Linfields. You know, we lost a tough one to Linfield the other day, but we're going to be extremely competitive in all those matches.
All right. It sounds like Ipswich, as usual, is competitive in just about everything. Coach, is there anything else you want to mention about your team? And believe me, I'm going to stay in touch with you this season. We'll talk more.
Yeah, just I've just got girls that are really athletic and competitive. So another, besides those players, I have a field hockey goalie who's one of the top field hockey goalies, you know, in Eastern United States. She's that good, in Abby Allen, and she just grinds on the court. So when you have really competitive kids who are willing to fight throughout a match, it just makes coaching them that much better. So we definitely have a group of hardworking kids that are, you know, looking forward to, you know, a tough Cape Ann League season, and mm-hmm. hopefully we'll get some nice weather.
You know, Gardy, this entire interview has answered a question that I didn't ask, and that is about how you support kids playing multi-sport athletes and getting out there and being competitive and learning. And I know in a small school like Rockport and Ipswich and so on, you only have so much of a talent pool. I'm pretty sure you encourage these kids to play other sports.
You know, I did, because these kids get wrapped up in these club sports, which are great, because these club teams are going to get them better at their particular, sport they want to pursue in college. But it's great when you have athletes like Claire Bellezza, like Abby Allen, who are college athletes in their other sports, still competing and helping out their local high schools. So it really is like a throwback, like how it was when everybody was playing three sports and you didn't even blink an eye. Mm-hmm. So I'm lucky that these, and I've always encouraged it, that these student athletes, and they do so many more things with band and orchestra and AP classes. It's their lives are extremely busy.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And they, but they give back. So I'm happy to have them on my team.
All right. Final question, Coach. I know that with football in particular, around Thanksgiving, the coaches that we've talked to and we all know who've been around for so long in so many different places and done so much, they always have alumni who come back because that's a big break, the holidays and so on. And those kids come back and they're either there at the games in their jackets, their old jackets, or they talk to the coach. And in some cases, they're not kids anymore, of course. Are you able to do that with golf and tennis? Do you have alumni who come back and maybe just kind of hang out or see a match or see a game and able to talk to the kids? Can that happen in those sports?
Oh, yeah, they do. It's great. Once, May hits and colleges get out, we'll always have ex-players come by and just check in or help out. So it's really nice when they come in, and it's also nice too at a school like Ipswich, the tennis courts are right next to the lacrosse fields and the stadium field. So even at our match the other day, a bunch of the kids came over and watched, while they're getting out of practice. It's just it's a nice setup we have with the fields so close to each other and the courts in the field. So it's great when they support their peers and then when the alumni come back.
That's awesome. All right, I'm sorry to keep you, Gardy, but I got one more question. Do you ever get together with some of the players, professional players that you played with? Do you ever stay in contact with them or meet them or get together with them once in a while?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially when they were still playing and when they'd come to Fenway. I'm kind of, it's been a while since I've played. I'm 26 years out, but even to this day, guys are coaching in the major leagues that I know and are front office guys or working with Major League Baseball. Whenever they're in town or in Boston, I'll go into a game and see them and, go down to the clubhouse and things like that. So it's nice. It used to happen a lot more, when you're relatively close to, 5-10 years, out of playing, but and some of your teammates are still playing, Major League Baseball. So it was a little different then. But yeah, I've had friends that, hitting coaches and pitching coaches that are still in the game, doing the grind, the travel and all that.
It's a great world. I love it. It's absolutely great. I have a former student who was the vice president and general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers, and it's like, okay, I know someone in the major leagues, and it's just so cool to be able to have that kind of contact. Gardy, this has been absolutely a pleasure. I appreciate your taking so much time on a Sunday afternoon, and I'm going to pencil you in next time. We got to talk about those major league pitching injuries and your team.
Absolutely.
And your team, of course.
Major league pitching injuries, it's all the youths and everybody getting injured.
Oh, okay. All right, good luck. What do you got coming up this week, Gardy, for competition?
A busy week against two of the top teams in the league. We have Hamilton Wenham, who's, the best coach team in the league and has the best great players. They do a fantastic job. They've won 3 state championships, and they're bound to be competitive. So we get them on Wednesday, and then we have another really tough match with with Manchester Essex, who's very good on mm-hmm. Friday, and we have Amesbury on Monday. So we have it's going to be busy weeks, and then getting these matches in. And it looks like some decent weather. So
yeah, finally. Hey, Gardy, thank you so much, man. We will talk again, and good luck this week.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me, and say hello to everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Take care.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. That is Gardy O'Flynn, who is the Ipswich High School girls tennis coach, as well as the boys' golf coach, and other stuff, too. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.